At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Happy Thursday to you.
Hey, hey.
Happy Thursday to you.
Hey.
Happy Thursday to my sister with her pants up to her boobs. So we are sitting on a couch in a hotel room in Salem, Massachusetts right now.
That's right. We are.
Why are we here, Amanda?
We are here for the very first ever Inner Beauty Bible Sparkle System Retreat.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah, it was so cool. We went, me and my mom got here yesterday pretty late, so we ended up doing a nice dinner, and then we woke up at the ass crack of dawn today for my sister's retreat, and it was a really awesome experience. It was really nice seeing you in your element.
Yeah?
Yeah, I said, like, this is what, not only is this what you're made to be doing, but it seemed like you've done it, like, 100 times. Like, you were so, like, confident and just... like, just such a cute teacher. I was so proud. And when we got there, I don't know what mom did, but you were like, yelled at mom. And then I said something and you were like, shh, shh, shh. I was like, oh my God. Well, she wants to kill me.
I was just wanting the experience for all of the women to be like just really amazing. And what was happening is there was like a lot of background chatter happening.
I whispered something to Danny and you yelled at me. So... it made me a little upset, not gonna lie.
Well, I do have a, like, anytime that anyone's talking, we have a one person talks rule. So it was just, you know, if since you were attending, it would just, one of those things. What was that?
I'm sorry. There was like a purse on my back, so I just tossed it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's right.
So we're sitting here and our cousin Danny is here and we're going to bring her in a minute, although I'm sure you guys can hear her laughing in the background. Want to just come in it now? Just come sit next to me. We were just eating food and Danny was telling a story about how Amanda snores, which we all know, but it's extra. She snores extra loud while she's pregnant.
No.
And Danny looks up at me and I choked on my water and I went and I spit it everywhere.
Pizza.
And I think she peed her pants a little bit. Just a tad.
But like I legit pee my pants every time I laugh.
I know.
Like it happens. Like it's literally happening right now.
I know. Well, I'm not there yet though. So hopefully, I don't pee my pants.
Well, let's do like a quick pregnancy update.
Okay, yes.
Because, I mean, his head, something's right here. Like
let
the
me
whole,
see.
Oh my God, your fingers. Are you kidding me? At
what
least
are they called?
At least warm them first. Are you kidding? That's like, no. Stop it. Stop it. Oh my God.
Well, you said touch it. Okay, well, Amanda, how many weeks are you right now?
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll speak for her. She's 34 weeks, and I am 18 weeks. I'm 18 weeks. So I'm the size of a cucumber, but a small cucumber. Like, I think like a pickled size cucumber, because I peeked at next week, and I'm like, no way, I'm a real, like, I think of a cucumber, I think of like a big cucumber, you know?
How big?
A nice big cucumber, and I don't think it's that big, so I'm a cucumber this week, but like like a pickle, like, right? Like a pickle, I think.
I mean, they're the same thing.
God.
So you're a cucumber.
Yeah, what are you?
a pineapple.
I like with the husk. Is that what that's called?
Well, when we look at it on the what to expect, it has a pineapple with the freaking husk.
Oh my god!
What is wrong with
Sorry,
your hand?
Sorry, I want to touch your belly.
But why are your hands so cold?
I'm cold. All right, we're being loud and annoying. Yeah. Let's chill. Ready? Deep breath.
Goose, Rabbi.
Okay.
Should I put you into a trance?
Oh, I feel like I'm still in a trance. Oh my god! So, it's part of her seminar today. I had to go sit on the couch because my butt was hurting from sitting on the hard chairs. And she starts telling these stories, and she's talking like this, and she's, and I'm like, is she trying
That's
to?
Not how I was talking.
You were talking slow and like hypnotic.
That's exactly how I was talking.
Right.
But you make it sound like I was like sing-songing.
No.
Looking at each other.
And then like, and then a story would just end without like her being like. And that was the end of the story. And then she'd go right into another story. And I was like, what is happening right now? And then she tells us that she was putting everyone in a trance. And on Friday, everyone will be out of it. And I'm like, well, I'm leaving Thursday. So you got to snap me out of this trance you put me in.
I will when we're done with the podcast.
Okay. Well, why don't we introduce our guest today?
I think she kind of like I was think a self-explanatory introduction.
This is Danny.
Hi.
Our cousin.
Hi.
Hi.
This is our cousin Danny, and she came on. Remember? Oh, you were the one that revealed to the world that I smoked weed. Smoked. Remember?
Yeah, that was your first.
That was like one of our first ones.
Not the first one, but
I didn't know you guys were recording me though.
I know.
You called me, and I was on speakerphone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you had me on
speakerphone. So Danny came day one with Amanda as her little helper, which was. Awesome.
So amazing.
So you guys got here Friday, right?
We got here Friday.
Yeah, and then Friday. The retreat started Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got here, yes, Monday.
Right.
So today's Tuesday, as you guys know. We usually film on Tuesdays.
We film on Tuesdays.
It
has been a very long couple days, but also extremely transformational. And as someone who hasn't ever experienced something like this, Danny, how would you say your experience has been?
Unreal. I am like, I feel like I've been awakened and motivated. I told you, like, this whole week has been super emotional for all the girls and me sitting on the sidelines. I even cried a few times. It definitely is pushing me to want to do it even more than I already did. So now when we go home, I'm going to be a Sparkle student too.
Yay!
Yay!
And I think we actually talked about this on our podcast about how, like, Danny, we believe, is, like, made to be doing what you're doing. Because of everything she's been through and, like, from everything that she has been through to see how, like, positive she still is. And, like, I think there's no one more inspirational, honestly, than you.
Make me cry again.
No, this is your calling. And I think it's so awesome that you got to come here with Amanda and just kind of witness it firsthand before you, like, dove into it.
Because
now I think you're that much more motivated to want to do it, to see, like, how, like, you're changing lives. Like, you're literally changing so many girls' lives. And I remember we were talking about this earlier also, like, when this was just an idea that you had before you even started it, me and you were sitting in L.A. and
oh my gosh, it was during the Good Day Gala.
Yeah, for Bondi.
Bondi Sam.
And we were talking and I was like, I could see you, like, doing seminars like Tony Robbins, like selling out arenas. I'm like, I think you're going to be the next Tony Robbins. And I really, like, seeing you today was like such a full circle moment for me, because I was there when you were, like, thinking, like, right, like, if you guys know Amanda, she's told her story, like, she's had every idea, every business idea in the book. She's been trying to find her calling for so long, and we knew eventually it would happen, because there's no one more motivated than her.
This is true.
But she finally found it, and to see, like, how many lives you're changing, it's just... it's so beautiful. I'm so happy for
you. It's been an incredible experience for sure. And I think, like what you said, it's like definitely a full circle moment. And as we sit here watching my stomach moving and making all of these weird freaking things happening.
Amanda, why don't you tell everyone, like, where you were last year and what you manifested for yourself? Because it's like crazy, right?
So exactly 1 year ago, I was attending my own, like, I was becoming certified as a life and success coach and also as an NLP practitioner. And I remember it was literally in this exact spot where I came here. I was in Boston, and we came to Salem for we came to Salem for the day before the retreat started, and we met with a bunch of girls before the actual retreat began, and we decided that like Salem was going to be the perfect place. It was great energy, you know, come walk around, do some witchy things. And we sat down at the restaurant in this exact hotel, and I was looking around at the hotel. I'm like, if I ever have a retreat, like, this is where it's going to be. And a year later, literally to the day.
Exact hotel.
The exact hotel in this spot.
But I think, wait, when we were here in July, was that right before we started our podcast?
It was right after.
It was.
It was right after, yeah.
Oh, okay, so I bet you our first episode we talk about it, which is so crazy.
I think we started our podcast in June.
Oh, did we?
And then, yeah, it was like the first week or second week of June.
Okay.
And then we came to Salem and talked about Salem. Remember, we came back and we were talking about like the experience we had with the medium and your magic wand and the crystals.
I know. Literally, we were here, but the second week of July.
Yeah.
I got pregnant the last week of July.
That's so funny.
They must have put a spell on me out here.
I know. Did you touch that pregnancy candle?
I don't know.
Yeah, and then I ended up going to town on those candles when we were in there the other day.
You got a couple?
I bought three.
I bought some too. I haven't lit them, but what's funny is when we were out here, Amanda was telling me how when she was here a year ago, she bought a pregnancy candle, and I think we already told the story where she never lit it, but it melted from her straightener, and that's the month that she got pregnant, which is crazy.
Yeah, which is really crazy.
Why don't we? So today I went to a psychic that they both saw on Saturday. Why don't you guys talk about your experience, and then I can talk about mine after. Because they made me go, but because I know you guys enjoyed it, right?
Oh my God, I had an incredible experience. It was, it's interesting, I guess, because everyone's going to have a different experience with people, and you can connect with someone's energy a little bit different no matter who you are, right? So that's why, like, each experience is different. Mm-hmm. And I met with her. Her name was Shalimar from The Omen in Salem, Massachusetts.
You know,
she's 70 something. She looks amazing. She does. So I met with her on Saturday, and basically she just like asked me what my age was and when my birthday is. And she did like a numerology reading in the sense of like, this is like 3 and 2 equals 5. And like your fifth year, this is where you're kind of like coming in, or number 5, it means you're kind of coming into like what it is. You're going to like build, you're building what's going to be like the foundation of what's to come. And she's like, what was your career path before this? So she knew that I had literally just switched career paths because she said that, you know. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and year 33 is 6 represents goddess and like goddess energy. And it was really interesting because all of the candles that I had made for the girls say goddess on it. Isn't that interesting? And it's, we're in room 303, which also equals the 6, which is that goddess energy. And she was basically saying, like, right now I'm like still creating that foundation. And when I come into 2021, when I come into the 33rd year, that it's just about maintaining it, you know, and like enjoying and reaping what I sow type of thing. And another thing that I thought was really interesting was one of the first cards that she pulled was a man holding a heart. And basically she was saying like my relationship with Brett over the last year, because she said year or last couple seasons is what she said, has really come into the, like this new chapter. And I mean, aside the fact that like we're having a baby, you know, aside from that, things between me and Brett, like we've always had an amazing relationship, but I think there's just been like a new level of like calm and understanding and respect. And I don't know if it has something to do with like moving back to mom's and like just, you know, having a different dynamic in our relationship a little bit, or having a baby or whatever it is. But she was saying that we are karmic lovers.
Ooh.
So that means we've shared past lives together. And she said that's the one that came to her was when I walked in the room, she saw me in a past life in this burgundy dress with gold bracelets. And I was like from the Renaissance age. And she thinks that that was one of like the times that me and Brett shared as like a past life together. And like now that we're in this time, like this is where like we're meant to like be together forever, right, type of thing. So it was just like such a cool reading and it just felt really good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that I received like insane guidance, but more right. or less it was just like confirmation of what I already knew, which right. felt really awesome.
Right.
Yeah. So that was a really awesome reading that I had. And like, it's great when you have something like that, especially if you've had like a past reading that's just like really sucky.
Messes you up forever.
Totally. Yeah. So I think it can be really irresponsible of people, especially in like that sort of like in a guidance type of role to give someone a bad reading. Like, right. that's just like, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the whole point is that they're supposed, they're psychics, they're supposed to, like, see, like, say what they see. So maybe, yeah, like, it's not right, but then it's like, isn't that them not, like, fulfilling their duty by not being honest? You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I think there's a difference between saying that you have, like, negative destiny or, like, a bad
well, yeah,
destiny.
Right.
And also right. giving you the option to install the choice, right? Because there's nothing like, there's no such thing as like, this is what's going to happen.
Right, right. Right. You have your own free will. It's,
right.
It's like on the path that you're at, this is what could
and
happen.
You can choose right. to go in a different way. Right, and if course. You do, this is what I see for you.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so like, for example, like I had a really bad reading from someone over a year, a little over a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And she told me that I was never going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Or that I was never going to have a baby or something along those lines.
Yeah,
and I started freaking out. Yeah. And I'm like, that's not fair. Like, how can someone say that? I think that's so
that's
irresponsible
terrible.
For like
yeah.
someone to say never. Yeah. Like someone like a psychic right. to say never to you. So I went and saw like 97 other psychics
yeah,
after
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
someone please tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And I mean, look, here I am. So
right. yeah,
clearly that wasn't true. And I think that just kind of like you have to take things with a grain of salt of sometimes right. too. And just kind of let it be the guidance that you're looking for. Instead of allowing someone to give you
your destiny
exactly mm-hmm. and then becoming a victim of it
yeah
right
yeah
but I just loved it. I thought it was an awesome reading. It was very affirming and it felt really good. Yeah,
well, I'm glad you enjoyed yours.
I did.
Danny, why don't you tell us a little bit about your reading?
All right, so I'll make it quick. When I first walked in, she did ask me my age and it adds up to the number 11. So she said this year is going to be all about me coming into balance and I'll be, you know, more on the right path come spring into fall. She said as far as career goes, because I did ask about that, she said she saw me in the medical field and she did say she was like, you're definitely like a healer. And I let her know that, you know, I took psychology courses in college. That was my major. And she was like, yeah, I definitely see you in that setting. You know, I could see you being like an advocate for, you know, people in recovery and just healing experience and things like that. And that was definitely true because, you know, that's something I want to do. Hence me wanting to do Amanda's Sparkle System. So that was really cool. And she was definitely on point about past relationships and things like that. But as far as career goes, she also said it's something that I could start doing while I take like classes, like I go back to school or something.
Ooh.
So that you kind of like you could align that with the Sparkle System.
Right.
So I was like, oh, so that could definitely relate. Mm-hmm. But the coolest thing I thought was
yeah.
when she did the charms. Which is, I guess, the best way you could describe it. I don't know if they were really charms or what, but she handed me this black pouch. She told me to shake it up and take a handful. And I was like, when I was, you know, a little nervous, I'm like, okay, is this too many? You know, how many? And she's like, no, however you feel. So I throw them onto the table or toss them onto the table. And the first two that she picked up was an angel wing and a charm that said, you are my sunshine.
Oh.
And she was like, you definitely have a guardian angel. And I started crying. I lost both of my parents. And I have a sunflower tattoo for my mom. And my mom used to sing, you're my sunshine to me. So I wanted to put that in the sunflower, which I haven't finished yet. So that really, like, hit me. Like, I
so beautiful.
I instantly started crying. So I was like, okay, this is real. This is crazy. You know, so that was pretty
That
awesome.
Was like the message you were looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, exactly. And when initially when we made the appointment, we were like, oh, we're going to do like a medium reading. Right. And that's not what it was at all. But like getting that was just like reassuring. I was just like, okay.
That was what you came for. That was like what you came for, you know? Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Your mom passed away. We were what, in eighth grade? Wait, right? Eighth grade? But I just like the things that I always think about and what you always post about is always sunflowers. And like, you are my sunshine is just, when I heard that, I knew exactly. I was like, that's just insane because.
And actually on that charm, there was a sunflower with it. Like, it was a sunflower and it said, you are my sunshine, which those two things aren't necessarily like related, but I related them because sunflowers always face the sun. So it's like, for me, I got that sunflower tattoo thinking like, I'm always going to look ahead. I'm never going to look behind me. Like, I'm going to put the darkness behind me and look at the light and go towards that. And that's like my motivation, I guess, you know. And it just was able to like flow with, you know, how my mom used to sing, you are my sunshine to me every single night when I was little. So I was like, that was really cool that there was a freaking sunflower on the same thing that said, you are my sunshine.
That's so cool.
Like, yeah, that's like, you can't make that shit up. That's right. Just nuts.
Right. And Carly got a reading today, too.
Yeah, so I went to her today and I believe in all of this 1,000,000%. Like, I love anytime I can go and see a psychic or a medium, like I love this kind of stuff. And so I'm always super open-minded and I'm not like one that's like so skeptical. Like, mom, you throw her in a room with one of these and she's the most skeptical person of life and doesn't believe anything. And
open to it.
Right.
If you go in there and you're not open to it, then that like shuts you out completely.
Yeah. So like I went into it like fully open, like really excited. And I recorded it. I don't really want anyone to listen to the whole thing because it was kind of like, but you can hear like as soon as I got in, I just felt like she was asking me too many questions. And it was she asked me how old I was. She asked when I turned 30. She asked what I do for a living and if I'm going through any like big life changes right now. So obviously like I was like, well, yeah, I'm pregnant, you know. So I just felt like she asked a little bit too many questions right off the bat that I was like, I don't like that. I've been to somewhere they don't ask you a single question. So that it just like threw me off a little bit. And then she said some things that were true, but I felt like she kept saying that something happened to me when I was like 10 or 11 and I separated myself from my family and I was always like the outcast of my family, which is like
not
true at all. I know. And then she kept going back to something happened to me at when I was 10 or 11 and I was like, no, like nothing happened. Like she almost was like insinuating that like someone did something to me at that age or something. It was weird. So I like, and she kept going back to it and I was like, I can't think of anything that like what she could be talking about. So that it was weird. I know. So that kind of was like, and then she said a couple other things that I don't really feel like sharing on this podcast that, I just was like, I walked out of there like, I don't know. That was kind of like, for me.
Yeah.
So I went two doors down to a different site.
Which one did you go to?
I went where we went last time, okay. Where we saw Barbara, but
there
was, her name was Lynn. So I was like, all right, let me just try, right? Like,
Lynn,
try
let's
one.
Go, Lynn.
I walked in and they were like, do you want a reading? I was like, do you have time for a reading? And she was like, sure. We have Lynn today. And I was like, how's Lynn? And she's like, good. So no, I know. She said she was one of my favorites. I know. So then stupid me, but I was like, do you have a restroom? And she was like, yeah, but we're not able to like give it to our customers right now. This is the lady at the front, not the psychic. The psychic's in the back room. And I was like, I'm pregnant. Like, please, I'll be really quick. I'm like, it's so hard to hold it. So she let me into the bathroom. I walk out. The front desk lady was like standing next to the psychic. I go into the room and then one of the third or fourth things the psychic said to me was, are you expecting? And I was like, I wish I didn't tell the other lady because right, like they might be in cahoots where it's kind of like, oh, like she told me she's pregnant. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So like when she said it, I was like, ooh. And then I was like, fuck, well, I just said it. Like, and again, I'm not a right. And I'm not a skeptical person. Like I'm so like the first thing she asked was like, you're in an amazing relationship, aren't you? Like, are you engaged? Are you married? Oh, like it was just so I don't know. So that was kind of weird. She didn't do any tarot cards. It was just like a more of an energy reading.
Okay.
And she kept saying that I had a grandmother, and I was like, my grandma, both my grandmothers didn't pass away, so they're like maybe a great grandmother. She spoke two languages. She's been, I know. Well, and I was like, and I'm like, no, that's not. And
then definitely not on this side of the family. Right. There's no language.
No, exactly. So like, meaning like, I was like, oh, maybe our great grandma spoke two languages. I never met her. I don't know. But so that was one. And then she like would ask a question, and then when I would give her the answer, she would be like, I was just gonna say that. So she was like, so how's your relationship with your dad? And I was like, well, he passed away recently. And she's like, I was just gonna say, like, did he just recently pass? And I'm like, then why didn't you ask? Right. Like, then why didn't you ask? And then it was the same thing with like, how did he die? And I was like, cancer. And she's like, oh, what kind of cancer? And I was like, well, we thought it was liver, and then it was stomach. And she was like, I'm feeling a pain right in my stomach. Like, after I said things. So that was another one where I was like, what is going on today? Like, I feel like I'm not. And then everything she said was literally complete opposite. Like, to the T, complete opposite. I'll play it for you guys a little, like, to see. Yeah. Like, so I was just like, if there was like some similarities, like, I just wanted, I don't know. I just was like, all right, if I go to two and I'm getting some of the same answers, like,
then okay.
Right. Maybe, like, maybe, right. Even though I didn't like my reading, but maybe that's just like what's like going on.
Yeah.
So it was very, very different. And I just felt like gypped. I got gypped today. That's how I feel. Well, but it's okay. Not every time is going to be good. And I'm okay with it. I was just kind of looking for a little bit more in this trip. And that's okay. I'm happy I at least experienced it, but I'm also like not gullible. Like, I'm very open and I believe in it 100%, but to me it wasn't, they both were like asking too many questions, and it was just not, it didn't feel like, sometimes, although she did say, the second lady did say to look for cardinals when, for my dad, for aww, our dad. And who else said that? Remember Lindsay's lady said cardinals?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And cardinals. She said not just in person, like in pictures or on TV or like stuff like that. So I thought that was really interesting, because another lady had like reached out to one of my friends saying dad would come through as cardinals.
Yeah, like in me, and I was just, remember I told you how I was noticing birds, and then it got right, like more specific to cardinals, which right, is
they said whenever you see cardinals to talk to them, because, and she's like, and he can hear you, like he says he can hear you. And with the babies, like if you ever see them in the crib like just chatterboxing away, it's like they're talking to him. Yeah, which aww, I thought, so like there was, like I cried, and I'm not gonna lie, but it yeah, was, again, it was more of like a therapy kind of session. Like, she asked a lot of questions that, I mean, it was, it felt good, it was nice, it was better than the first one. The first one was like so negative, I walked out of there like, oh my god, what is happening?
Well, that's so interesting you said that, because even like yesterday, one of the students that are here, she was like, I just got literally yes, the worst
reading. We were watching her story last yeah, night.
You know which, where she went?
She went to, she went to somewhere called Hex, she
yeah,
said.
That's where we went in, and I was like, oh, it's a little too
voodoo-y,
witchy for me. Like, they literally had voodoo dolls. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, like Chris, like, you know, there were
like dark, crystals, dark magic.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like it felt very into, dark there. Yeah. But she was, she was saying how bad the reading is. And I was talking to her today, and we were saying, like, people in like that sort of a role, like, it's so irresponsible to give like a up reading, you know, like, you don't do that. Like, you can't just say someone like, you're never gonna do this, this is what you're gonna have. Like, there's no like absolutes, and really, that's what I think is the point of the story, is like, while yes, we love psychics and we love the energy healing and we love like mediumship and all of that, it's not like an end all be all. It's more of no, like a, hey,
you're
like,
in this charge is, of your own destiny. Exactly. And I believe like our souls are all on the earth for each time for a purpose. Like, I believe in a way that like we kind of like choose our lifetimes before we get here to, for our souls to like learn different
things,
different parts, and to like evolve in different ways. So like that part of it I get. So, but it's like someone putting that negativity onto you and then you believing it. So really, it really comes down to, it's not really them that's the issue. It's you as the person hearing it, and like, either you can just allow that to become your reality, or you can be like, well, you know what? No, I'm in charge. I have the power to make sure that this isn't the outcome.
Ooh, it kind of goes back to the thing I was teaching the other day with cause and effect.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, yesterday you were talking about, we were talking about like phobias and fears.
And cause and effect.
Right. And with the chakra healing, it was brought up that like, oh, in your past life, something could have happened to you that caused this phobia,
yep,
or this fear. And with me, I'm terrified of heights. And I'll go on an airplane. Am I terrified? I will not look out the window. You know, like, I will, like, be clenching my fists, like pressing my feet to the floor, like sweating, freaking out, but like not where it's noticeable. But if I'm up high and like it's like my legs tremor and I shake, like I feel like I don't have balance. Yeah. So I'm like, something in my past life happened where I like fell off a building or like something bizarre. I don't know, but I don't go on roller coasters. I don't anything.
Yeah, I said the same thing about, because Anthony's mom is like so deathly afraid of cats. And like, I believe like stuff from your past lives like travel into your, like if you didn't balance it out in your last life, like it can come through in different ways. Like I believe that truly. So like you said, with your fear of heights, or like, right, Anthony's mom has, she doesn't know why, nothing's ever happened, but has this like deathly fear of cats, which just so happens that I have five of them. Oh, right, right. I believe cats are spiritual.
Yeah, totally, yeah. 100%.
They actually had, what was it, in the Witch City Wick store where you got the spray, they had the tarot cards with the cats on it.
Oh, the cat
it.
Ones. I sent them to Carly.
Can you take me there or show me where it is? I want to get that spray.
How good is that spray?
It's delicious.
It's so good.
I didn't realize it was like a body spray too. I thought it was just a room spray. I'm like, what am I going to do with this room spray? Now I'm like, oh.
Oh, no. It's
she
a body
sprayed spray. It and I was like, I need that.
It's called like Amber something.
I took a picture of it.
But I need some. It's so nice.
Are bothering me. We want to like start to wrap up today's episode, but I think we will definitely have Dani in again, because I think we want to like, I think when we thought about having her in here, it was going to be like more
inspirational.
But yeah, like I think we should totally have her in for another episode to like dive into like some other things. I think we're, you know, we're all away today, so it was like fun to do this together and like talk about our experience here. But yeah, I think we're like running out of time, so we wanted to end this episode as always with a quote.
But first, Amanda wanted to say, if you have been thinking about becoming a certified life and success coach and NLP practitioner, hashtag sparkle system, reach on out to the innerbeautybible.com and check it out.
Yeah, you guys should totally check it out. And one thing I will say is like, even if you don't think you can, or it's not something that you ever saw yourself doing, like even just going through the program, I feel like, and even if you don't do anything with it, I feel like going through this program is so transformational that like you will not leave the same person you came in, and it might open up doors in like so many different avenues that like you didn't even think were possible. So I feel like, right, like I feel like I want to take this seminar, even though
you totally should.
I mean, not that I necessarily want to do like one-on-one life coaching, but I feel like I can incorporate it like totally with my audience. And
well, that's the thing, because it's not necessarily only for someone who's going to be a life coach, right? Like what these tools do is they really enhance what you're already doing and give you even more of a toolbox full of, you know, things that you can do in order to help improve your life, other people's lives. And like, even as an entrepreneur, it's such a powerful experience and also powerful modalities to have inside of like,
yeah,
that.
You know what I'm like, what I was just thinking, like, I want to find a way to like get this subject put into schools. Like, this is something that like everyone should be taught at a young age. And I swear to God, our world would be
a
different place. Like, these are tools that I feel everyone should know, and I feel like so little people know them. And I feel like just even listening to you today, like, and you saying how I just said something that reminded you of what she's teaching, like, I've never taken your classes, I've never done anything like this, but from doing my own research and watching documentaries and like being so interested in like being born basically with like a question mark over my head, like wanting to know more and why we're here and why this and why that, I feel like I've learned a lot of it on my own. And I feel like it's kind of all like very similar meaning, and I feel like people really need to be taught this, and some people don't know to go like look elsewhere and put the time in to do it. And I just wish that like more people could learn this stuff, you know.
I was just gonna say that like I feel like with my past experiences, I've always known I want to do something with it, like life experiences as a whole, but I never knew what I could do with it. So that's why I went to school for psychology, but it just didn't work out. It wasn't for me. But just being here, I'm like, oh, I could do this. Like, I could really help people doing this. Mm-hmm. And people that, you know, they hold back, and you shouldn't hold back, you know, just in every way, you know, just, I don't know.
Yeah. And you know what else? Just again, right before we wrap up, I was someone who like a year and a half ago, like I think mom and my mother-in-law both told me like I should be a life coach, and I'm like, who would want to learn anything from me based off of the shitty past that I've had?
And right, which I thought complete opposite,
but
I know, but you,
but that's right. what I was like thinking,
your
trauma, right?
Or your, you know,
so that's
you don't see it in yourself. You right. see why would someone,
but that's exactly where like a lot of stories hold people back. A lot of those things keep people stuck because they're like, well, this was so crappy, and like I'm a victim of my circumstance, and that's right. what mode I was in. I was in like that, oh my gosh, because this happened and I did this and I did that, like why would anyone ever want to work with me, like what can I offer? And what it all comes down to is just that simple mindset shift, which I experienced on my own terms. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh wow, like that's what I can do,
right?
You know,
taking
what I mean,
that power, like
take the power back, right? Yeah.
And people who are going through shit want to hear from people or learn from people that have been through shit, period. Totally. So like if you're in a really dark, terrible place right now, like you can use that pain to your advantage and to not only help yourself but to help others around you, because people want to be able to relate. They don't want to take advice from someone who hasn't been through something similar, something like a hardship similar to what they've gone through. So I think that those types mm-hmm. of people are the ones that will change yeah. the world, and that are changing the world, and that you are changing the world.
Oh, you're yeah. changing the world.
Oh, we're all changing
we're
the
all
world.
We're all changing the world.
Oh, all right. Well, this was so fun.
This was awesome.
Thanks
let's,
for having me.
Of course. Let's find a nice quote. Whether you pushed me or pulled me, drained me or fueled me,
loved me or left me, hurt me or helped me,
you're part of my growth, and no kidding,
I thank you.
Yeah, that one was
I
so
love
good.
It.
I love that too.
Yes, that's great.
So true. So true. All right, guys. Well, enjoy your weekend. We love you so much. And we will talk to you next week.
Yay. Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Have a great weekend.